This week on Breakfast, we told you about new ideas to deal with fly tipping in Peterborough. It's become a scourge on some streets around the city over recent years and cost the council hundreds of thousands of pounds a year to clear up. A group set up to look at the problem has suggested putting crime scene tape around the waste and attaching a price tag to show how much it'll cost to clear up, to try and draw attention to the problem. Other ideas include extra CCTV to catch offenders, an awareness campaign to educate the public, and extra support from experts like Keep Britain Tidy. On Monday's show, we heard from Graham Murphy, a former city councillor who used to be in charge of dealing with fly tipping for the council, and he wasn't impressed.
I don't think it's been dealt with sufficiently, and to spend 8 months doing a report to come out with, well, we'll stick some price tickets on it and put some tape around it, well, really, that's just been a waste. I mean, I've been through the report and some of the figures, and it's up to about £250,000 a year that's being wasted, that's being spent on sort of dealing with fly tipping. Council leader decided to say back in May of last year, right, we need to tackle this. Well, if that £250,000 hasn't risen over the last 12 months, we're 8 months into it, so there's £160,000 gone down the toilet already, that we've done nothing and we're still at a talking shop. So the paper's going to council this week, but will it be another month or two before it gets implemented? How much longer is this going to go before it's tackled? And I've got to say, this problem has only exacerbated itself since we've moved away the bulky waste collection. Now, I'm not saying it has to be there every day or anything else, but if we had something which addressed the city and give people an option to be able to dispose of their waste responsibly, then we wouldn't have half the problem. It's because people can't afford it. They struggle to get in the car, to get to the tip with their working lives, or they're just financially unable to pay for somebody to collect it. I mean, there's many problems, and the problems have been there for years. These aren't new. These are all stuff that we've looked at over the years.
That was former Peterborough City Councillor Graham Murphy, who used to be in charge of dealing with fly tipping for the council. He spoke to us on Monday's show. Well, last night, the council's Environment Committee met to look at this group's suggestions, which would cost around £15,000 to put into practice. And we can speak now to Richard Pern, who's Head of Waste Resources and Energy on the council. Morning, Richard.
Good morning.
So this meeting, what did the councillors decide last night?
The councillors received the report, I think, very well. I think that the Task and Finish group had come out with a number of positive ideas. And the scrutiny committee has asked the group now to work up one or two key themes into formal policy proposals for Cabinet to consider.
So just looking closer at ideas like the crime scene tape, the price tags, were they serious ideas? Were they the kinds of things you were asking them to look into further?
That's actually a national idea from the Keep Britain Tidy group, and it's been proven to work quite well at other councils across the country. And that's one of the things the group did do, is they reached out to sector experts and to other councils to say, this is a national issue. What can we learn from people who do it well? And how can we improve both in the short term and maybe also longer term things with changes to policies, looking at the bulky collection, looking at the household recycling centre, and also looking at communication to help people understand the various routes there are for managing waste and also some of the legal challenges and costs if you do it wrong.
It's really interesting that it's worked in other parts of the country, because we spoke about this a lot on Monday's show, and I don't think we got a single positive reaction, certainly from listeners. Nobody we heard from was impressed with the idea. So I suppose you've seen success elsewhere, but do you worry about the fact that the people who are, you know, paying their taxes just think it's a silly idea?
It's, as I say, it's one of the opportunities that we have. And as you mentioned, the report also proposed covert CCTV, working with other providers to learn, talking to neighbouring councils, finding out people who maybe have fly-tipped elsewhere so that we can share intelligence. So this is just one of a number of different proposals. So in isolation, you might think you could do better, but it's not on its own. It's part of a much wider, more coordinated process.
The ideas that people have put forward, an idea of an extra dump for the city, I know you've mentioned bulky waste collection, something that Graham Murphy was talking about. What's the plan going forward with those? Do you think they're likely?
So the scrutiny committee last night actually specifically asked the Task and Finish group if they would look at both the bulky policy, so how you physically arrange it online or on the phone, what it costs, how many items you can get picked up, So that's one thing there to look at in detail. And the other thing to look at in detail also is the new sort of recycling centre that's due to open in Fengate shortly. It's an opportunity to do things differently from the existing site at Dogthorpe. So to work with the operator there and look at best practice from sites that they run elsewhere in the country. And what can we do? Now we have a new opportunity, a new site, and we can do things differently. So that's another specific piece of work for them to crack on with.
So when do you think, timescale-wise, we'll see some of these ideas put into practice?
Some of the short-term proposals can come through very, very quickly, subject, obviously, to cabinet approval. I and fellow officers will be working with members on the Task and Finish Group now to look at those specific policies. And as I say, for example, the House Solids Recycling Centre can't really start until the new site is open. So that will be a few months' time. But the bulky policy we can sort of start looking at now and look up costs for implementation should prices change, should the number of items that we pick up change. And there will be financial implications, and that will have to feed through the budget process in the coming months.
Thank you, Richard. Richard Pearn, Head of Waste Resources and Energy on the Council. I'm delighted his phone held out through that, a little bit ropey at times. Listening to that was Julie Howell, the Green Party councillor for Orton Waterville. Morning, Julie.
Morning, Toddy.
So what do you make to what came out of the meeting last night?
Right, well, I've been a campaigner on various issues all of my professional life, and one thing that's an absolute truth when it comes to getting people to change their behaviour, make doing the right thing the easy thing and people will do it, and that's what we're failing to do at the moment.
So what should we be doing?
Well, there's several things I think. I mean, for me in Waterville, I go tackle this on my own. I'm not involved in that group that you've been talking about at the council. I just do my own thing in Waterville. And crucial is me showing leadership as a councillor within my ward, saying, you know, I'm going to help you tackle this. I'm going to come and talk to you about why you think fly tipping is happening and get a real understanding of how to help residents do the right thing. And overwhelmingly, the problem is there's an expectation that everyone's got a car and can get along to the recycling centre, and many people can't. There's a need to have not just from the doorstep pick up for bulky waste, but come in the house. Someone's elderly, how are they going to carry that heavy chair to the door for the council to take? And also when it does come to going along to the recycling centre, so many residents are frustrated that you need to arrange in advance to have a permit. That's hugely frustrating. My goodness, if a resident's taken the trouble to get in a van or in their car to do the right thing at the recycling centre, take their rubbish from them. When we don't do that, then that's when we risk people thinking, God, you know, if I can dump this and get away with it, I'm just going to.
Can you see any improvement on the horizon?
Well, personally, yes, in my ward, I've seen a huge improvement. I mean, the jury's out, I think, about that idea with the crime scene tape. I'm not sure I want that in residential streets. But something that I do in Waterville is with stickers. I give sheets of these stickers to residents who stick them on any fly tip they find themselves, and they report the fly tip. And that means we've almost got like fly tip champions in every street. People are taking ownership, and residents are starting to have low tolerance between themselves. If someone sees someone fly tipping, they come and have a go at them. At the weekend, I was going around noting fly tipping, and a resident popped their head over a wall and said, "You're not fly tipping, are you?" And I thought, that's brilliant. I'm so glad. You know, I said, "No, I'm Councillor Howell," and flashed my badge. But I said, "I'm so glad, you know, that you tackled me on that. Fab, that's what we need."
Well, thank you, Julie Howell, Green Party councillor for Orton Waterville.